it must have been a very difficult thing for Hannah to not be able to bear children. Every sister has that God-given desire put into her, because God has created women for that purpose, to bear fruit and to be a helpmate. And so when this adversary was bothering her, I'm sure it was, you know, adding salt to the wound. But the interesting thing is that if you look at the examples of the people in Scripture that were barren, it's amazing to see how God gave them children, but then used those individuals in a very mighty way. If you look at all the way back to Genesis, there was Sarah. She was barren, and God gave her a child, and Isaac did great things. If you look at the New Testament, you find Elizabeth. She was barren, and God gave her a child. And John the Baptist, the Lord could say, among all the men born, there is none greater than he. And this one here, again, so we see, we don't know why God didn't allow her to have a child at first. You know, maybe it might have been because that household, there was strife, as we said, there was difficulty. And I wonder if the problem, I don't want to dwell on it, but it really comes from verse 2. He had two wives. If we don't follow God's pattern, we can expect that there's going to be problems, some difficulty. Let's not get the impression that because he had two wives, God was okay with that. The Lord said from the beginning, he made the male and female. And so because there was two wives, as Brother Amos said, there was a problem. It may not have been her fault. She might have been the one married first. I don't know if we know that. But nevertheless, that household had problems because they didn't follow the pattern of God. But nevertheless, God came in grace, as we said, and gave her a child that did marvelous things. And God often did that, again, with the other examples. I think there's two other women that might have been barren. And if you look at their children, God did wonderful things through them. And so it's, again, an example of the grace of God, that he allows a situation, allows a difficulty, then comes in a mighty way to show his great power.
And Hannah means grace. And how can God truly show all his ways in grace unless he first proves the complete weakness of the flesh, the complete helplessness that we have in ourselves? And then where can we go and to whom can we turn? We can't go even here to the religious leader who was really not in tune with the things in the mind of God. But she still was able, in her distress, she was able to turn to someone. And that someone was the Lord of hosts. And God demonstrates his grace in that he gives her the child. And that is only after everything else, every other possible solution, if you will, is exhausted, because there is no other solution than the grace of God. I want to highlight a point that we've already had, and that is changing the course of history. But I want to take that also, in Hannah's case here, a step further, so that our focus is right. Many a man in the flesh looks to see how he can change the course of history. Many a man wants to be remembered as one who has done so. And we have many a statue in this world dedicated to some man for something, for some reason of what he has done, possibly changing the course of history. But what was Hannah's motive? Was her motive to change the course of history? She did do that, absolutely. But her motive was unto the Lord. And that's when you come and she vowed a vow in verse 11. She vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but wilt give unto thine handmaid a man child, what then? Then I will give him unto the Lord for a year, for a month, for a few years, all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. She had the Lord in view. And it was for the glory and the testimony of the Lord that she was seeking to have this man child, that she would return him to the Lord for the glory and the testimony of the name of the Lord.
And it's, It is interesting because, again, how real is the scripture? What we have here, a woman with feelings and emotion. Mm. Because sometimes we think of these people are superheroes. They doesn't matter what's happening around them. They are calm. They're quiet. They're in charge. Scripture doesn't say that about Hannah. She was hearing people making fun of her. Have ever you at school? Because maybe you are not as cool as everybody else. You might not have the ability and capability like everybody else. You are not the popular football player or the smartest kid in the class. And people make fun of you and you feel like down a little bit. And Hannah was lacking something, as we have heard. And that lack of something, it's again, as we have said twice in verse 5 and in verse 6, the Lord shut her womb. It wasn't anything that was her fault. And that feeling and emotion that she was going through that even her own husband could not understand. She knew who to go to. And I wanted to emphasize that to you. You might feel sometimes, especially when you are a teenager, nobody understands you. Nobody feels what you are feeling. All of the stress and the peer pressure that you are facing. Here is a real person. A real person with emotion and feeling that she was talked about behind her back and maybe even in front of her. And she know in her own soul that she was inadequate, like the other lady. And she couldn't do anything about it. She didn't hide her emotion. She did not become bitter against everybody else around her. She took all of that burden. Because the Lord was doing something here. I wonder in my mind that, and I want to pick on what John have said, if she, the first year, she prayed like she might have some children. Lord, give me some children. I would like to have some children. It would be nice, you know, have a couple of kids running around just like the other lady. And year after year, she goes in there. And all she's occupied was herself. Oh, if I could have that talent like somebody else. Oh, if I could be like this brother or like that sister. And nothing is coming out because all she's thinking about now is, what is it for me? And she goes on year after year, year after year. And then the Lord opened her eyes. And she said, Hannah, you are not the center of the universe. You are not everything. The whole world doesn't circle around you. I want you to take your eyes off yourself. And you think of me. If I am going to give you a child, Hannah, a male child, what are you going to do with him? Is that for you? If the Lord is going to give you a college degree, if the Lord is going to give you a home, if the Lord is going to give you a husband or a wife, is that for you? If the Lord is going to give you children, is that for you? And that was the exercise that was happening in here. The feelings were real. The emotion were real. The stress were real. She knew where to go to. But then the Lord was working on her heart to change her focus completely, to know that everything we have, everything we are going to have, should be used for the Lord.